All right, everybody, welcome to this week's Full House edition of the Fresh Takes Podcast with Russo and Police. I'm Paul Russo. Across from me, as always, man, myth, legend himself. We're going to go through this quick. We got a packed episode. We got a packed house. We need to get to some people. So, Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Paul. You know, I had some deja vu today.
Whoa, deja vu.
I heard on the news Klay Thompson is done for the season. I thought I knew that months ago, but I heard it today. But it is a full packed house.
Where should we go to first? Where do you want to go to first?
Let's start with the new thing around town. All right,
we'll go to the new guy first.
Yeah, the debut.
We have been trying to get him on.
You've heard the name drop.
For what? The better part, for sure, of a year.
Since day one, Paul.
Day one. He is our in-house hoops expert.
Pretty sure he's Justin the first ever shout-out to.
He is on. Justin, thank you for coming on. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, it's a lot of hype behind this debut. And I was the first career shout-out here. Thank you for
that. Yes, and he finally took me up on that. Yes.
And then, of course, as always, we got our normal guest co-host who's on with us plenty of times before, Pat Russo. Thanks for coming back on as usual.
Great to be here.
How are you doing tonight?
The veteran.
Wonderful as ever.
I haven't seen really any of you guys the past week or so. So
yeah, I know. I live with you.
So. Well, my bad.
So what we have for today, Paul.
Yeah, so we got the NCAA football we're going to talk about. We got NFL we're going to talk about. World Series preview. But our main block of stuff and time tonight will be the NBA preview. We'll get into it more, but I think this might be the first time in a few years that we can say it might be a bit of a wide-open league this year.
First time in 9 years, Paul.
Since
LeBron went to the Heat.
About time.
Yes. You got the Spurs in there, but we'll let it slide. So, without further ado, we'll jump right in, discuss the NCAA football first, quickly. It was, at least on paper, it didn't seem like it was going to be a big week of moving and shaking, but it actually ended up being that way. We'll start, I guess, at the top initially, Friday night locally here in Syracuse. I think it might be time for a quarterback change for the rest of the year. Tommy DeVito, they said, now three of us here were at the game, and I was probably really the only one paying attention to the sidelines when he was in the medical tent, but he popped out of the medical tent pretty quickly, looked pretty good, but they stuck with Clayton Walsh, the senior, the rest of the game. Dino, I'll go ahead and say it, used DeVito being hurt as an excuse to keep him out. I don't think that's quite the full story. I really don't. Personally, rest of the year, I'm going Walsh and maybe Rex Culpepper. But I'm not Dino Babers. I guess I don't know what's really going on the inside. But the offense with Walsh under center certainly looked to have a spark, certainly looked to know what it was doing. And maybe the big thing is, especially in this Dino Babers offense, Walsh was not afraid to tuck the ball and just go at it on his own. I think that was a big key factor Friday night. Again, I've said this now the past couple weeks. Can't blame that loss on the defense in my mind. They did what they had to do. Obviously, it says 27 on the scoreboard, but in the second half, they only gave up 3 points. So, if you look at it that way, the Orange pretty much only have to drive outright one way to get a touchdown. Nobody over there has a damn word to say.
Oh, I have quite a few words if you want me to say.
Well, make it quick. We got to make it quick here.
All right, I'll make it as quick as possible. Quick question for you, though. When Dungy first started for Kings.
Oh, my man.
How did he do?
I don't think really as deer in the headlights as DeVito's looked.
What was their record with Dungy in his first year or two?
Stat.
4-8 both years.
Okay. Did he ride out with Eric Dungy?
For the most part.
Okay. So, your season's a wash right now. It should have been a wash from day one. I know you had high hopes.
It's not an outright wash yet, but...
It's a wash.
You still got to play, though. I think we're getting drafted.
Yeah. You got to play.
We still have a shot at a respectable bowl if we went out.
Yeah. Okay. Bowl games for six.
Camping World Bowl.
No. If we get to 8-4, we can get into the Sun Bowl.
Okay. Yank, pinstripe.
Maybe.
I can't tell which one's good.
Anyways, the point I'm trying to get at is you don't bench DeVito because you're trying to build him up for the future like you did with Dungy. You've got to let him figure out how to win these tough games, how to come back from behind against a Pittsburgh to get to beating Clemson like they did with Eric Dungy. You got to figure all that out because if you mean to tell me if you pulled Dungy during a 4-8 season, there's no way he's going to go out there like you did with Clemson. You got to let DeVito ride this wave out, figure out how to come back, figure out how to get over the hump.
Who?
DeVito?
He's a redshirt sophomore.
So he's got 2 more years left after this year. You got to let him ride it out, figure out how to go from here. If he's truly injured, okay, he's truly injured. But you got to let him ride this out, figure it out. And I hate Q's. But you have a senior quarterback. He just
throws that in there.
Yeah. You have a senior quarterback who's never played. He's not going to the NFL. What are you going to get out of playing this guy? What are you going to get out of playing Welch?
Confidence. He looked confident. More confident than DeVito.
Woohoo. So you're going to get confidence in a guy to go 6-6. Let DeVito do that.
You know what Dino Babers' biggest mistake this is a season? Not taking a contract from another team at the start of the season.
Wow.
There were rumors about Ohio State inquiring about his services.
I think he needs to get the hell out. I think he needs...
That's what everybody does. Don't say that.
I mean, what do you think, Paul? Is he going anywhere, Paul?
No. I think not the end of this year anymore. I think if it was another 9-2, 10-2 year, then he is definitely gone and out the door. But
he can still be gone and out the door.
They're not going to can him. Not with the extension they gave him, so... I don't know. I get what you're saying, Pat, but the same token, if at what point do you – because this isn't like it's DeVito's first game that he's playing. He effectively won the game in the Dome against Florida State last year when Florida State was still at least thought to be good. Yeah, but you didn't know that. Dungy got hurt that game, and DeVito played two and a half quarters.
The face I'm making is that people thought Florida State was good at all last year.
Well, at the time they were ranked. I gotta bring up facts.
It doesn't mean you're good just because.
But DeVito has shown before that he can get the job done. And I don't know. I've kind of said this. I truly believe it might be a bit psychological. From the first two losses of the year with Maryland and Clemson, but at this point in the season, if he's that good as we all hyped him up to be, then he should have been able to get through that already. That game 2 weeks ago now against NC State, he looked flat. Like, it was about the worst 300-yard game. Do you know that? Any of you guys really know that? DeVito had 300 yards against NC State. It was about the worst 300-yard game I've ever seen out of any quarterback at any level.
Just checkdowns a lot, or
no? He was like getting the ball and he would like throw it like that. Just terrible. I mean, it's whatever, but
Sam Darnold had the worst 50-yard game I've ever seen.
We'll get to that.
I think it was 83 to be exact.
We'll get to that in a couple minutes here. But I guess the other main storyline from college football this week. You definitely had playoff shakeup happen across a couple different levels. We'll go with the one that happened first. Wisconsin loses to Illinois.
You mean to tell me a one-dimensional team lost to college football?
Hold on.
Wasn't that Bruno's pick too?
Illinois.
A couple weeks ago on this show?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Shout out, Bruno.
Either way, Illinois is a bottom 10 team in college football, and I mean, I don't think anybody really expected that at all, really.
Bottom 10's a little harsh.
I don't think they're bottom 10. They're bad, but bottom 10? Yeah.
My bad.
You put them down there with the Hurricanes right now?
That running back is amazing, though, for Wisconsin.
Yes. He's going to be a stud someday.
What else? So, you have... Whatever,
Clemson fall in the fourth.
Whatever. Yeah, well, that's an interesting...
I don't think Clemson wins the ACC.
That's the one I didn't really fully understand.
Virginia. Even though Miami beat Virginia.
But it is what it is, I guess. Whatever shot Michigan had is effectively done.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were done after their first loss.
Well...
I mean, the second loss definitely
Harbaugh on the hot seat?
Oh, yeah.
He should have been.
I think so.
Michigan fans.
What's he done? So. What's he done?
That's what I say. Who, was it 1-10 versus top 10s?
Yeah, 1-10 versus top 10. He is winless against Ohio State. So
if you don't beat your rival for 5 years, you should be instantly on the hot
Bingo.
Seat. Like, that right there. You can't beat them once.
Bingo. Texas's season almost got destroyed. Could you imagine that? Les Miles beating Texas. By the way, I'm hating the...
Texas season is destroyed.
Here we go again, by the way, with people with Texas. Like, stop. Texas is not good. Well, I mean, they're good, but they're not like the friggin' Longhorns are back. Hate it. Oklahoma won. Unfortunately, big loss for them as the wagon will be out the rest of the year. Recommend going on YouTube and checking out that video if you haven't seen it already. Is scary, though. That's got to be a frightening moment. Yes. I can't imagine that's, you know. Well, first off, I can't imagine myself getting up on a wagon like that and doing that. And the fact that these two people, unfortunately, got thrown like that's absurd.
What do you think of Tua going down?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. He's for sure out, what is it, this week? The way it sounds this week and next, he's probably out.
What do you hurt?
Ankle.
High ankle sprain.
He apparently had some sort of surgery on it, which I don't know how much to really believe in that.
That ankle he also hurt at one point last year.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they're going to be extra cautious with it.
But Alabama's got...
I was going to say, right now, who's stopping LSU? That's my question.
Yeah, LSU is looking legit. Yeah, Alabama.
They're the best team in the country right now.
Alabama.
I'll throw $5.
Alabama this week is home against Arkansas. So that's. I'm not going to say should be a win because of Wisconsin, Illinois, but that should be a win. Anyway, and then the week after, they have. They end up by the. They might be idle the week after, actually.
So that's good for them.
Yeah. Because I don't see them on the list. So, yeah, they might be idle then the next week, which would be very big in terms of that. At least looking ahead to exactly next week, Syracuse is on the road against Florida State. Perhaps the biggest D1 game of the week, D1A FBS. Might be, Nick, your Notre Dame Fighting Irish on the road at Michigan.
Are they still an underdog?
I don't know.
Who's game day?
Oh, you're asking already. All right, so game day. Pat looked it up because he's got to be that way.
You said you're going
to game day.
I wanted to see now, how game day, truly exciting it was.
Now game day is heading technically to a team that they've already covered. It's the visiting team. That they've already covered, but they're going to a new place, to the state of South Dakota, to Brookings, South Dakota, for the North Dakota State South Dakota State game.
Yikes!
Must be a slow week.
No, this is actually a very big game in FCS. Both top 10 ranked teams in FCS. This is actually one of the bigger rivalries in FCS as well. So
yeah, it's a little border rivalry there.
I do like some Jackrabbits.
So this is Jackrabbits versus the Bisons.
Seems like a mismatch there.
Yeah,
just a little bit. But this that's where game day is headed. I kind of like when game day gets out and does that. You know, something different every year. How they do that, I know they sometimes go and cover like Harvard, Yale. Mm-hmm. They're doing this. They did North Dakota State a couple years ago in Fargo. Where did they go last year? Like James Madison or something like that they went to last year. So, that's pretty cool. They usually do something cool like that, once a year. So that's where we're headed this week. We're going to go ahead to the NFL. Perhaps the biggest news of the week. Patrick Mahomes goes down with an injury. Looking like a 3-week-ish deal, give or take. Dislocated his kneecap. They popped it back in.
Very graphic.
No ligament damage, right?
No ligament damage. That's why it's only.
He looks to Pat like he's the doctor. Pat
no ligament damage. That's why it's only 3 weeks. If there was ligament damage, it could have been the year.
Thanks, Stefania Bell. This year?
Do you Chiefs? Think they can win it all?
Let's give Justin some screen time over here.
That's all right. No, Pat can get it.
Anyway,
it's still on Paul.
I don't care.
Matt. Miami Dolphin legend Matt Moore is the backup quarterback in Kansas City now.
Don't sleep on Matt Moore.
He will get the snaps. He actually looked, mind you, it's Denver, but he looked really good in relief.
Mind you, he had the Dolphins a quarter away from
advancing
in the playoffs against Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, had it not been for a certain guy named Bud Dupree putting his helmet into Matt Moore's face mask well after Matt Moore threw the ball.
Pat has such a weird – I love Pat's relationship with the Steelers.
There's a little salt involved there because Matt Moore was going to beat the Steelers that game. There's no doubt in my mind, and Bud Dupree took him out of it.
Wasn't that
so? Bud Dupree, I know you're not going to see this. I hope someone benches you at some point.
And live on line one, we have Bud Dupree.
No,
but wasn't that the same year you rode Pittsburgh to like 9 straight like weeks in parlay wins?
Yeah, I did, because that was a year that for some odd reason they were only like 2 and 3 points on the spread every single week as a favorite or underdog, and every single week I was like, okay, this is gonna be an easy pick. It was them in Carolina all year.
It's a good, fun inside story.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
East Coast.
And then they took out Matt Moore, and that just ruined the Dolphins' playoff dreams when they had a chance.
Other than that, some other, I guess, major stuff was the East Coast, specifically directly on the coast, if you had home games there. Wet and wild games, to say the least. We have a video. We don't have it, but I'm sure everybody's seen it, of Redskin Matt Ioannidis literally sliding I don't know how many yards. Just Joey going
to having a sack.
Yeah. The Giants game was affected by it. A lot of crazy stuff in that game as well because of the weather. Justin, what's the deal with your Eagles?
I'm a little worried, not going to lie to you there. The line's pretty banged up. We got picked on by, you know, they just kind of attacked I think it was the left or the right side all week. But the division's not very good this year, so I'm not too worried. Cowboys had a 2-3 game lead already and blew it. So
that's right, the Redskins are
three games. They started 3-0
because they were 3-0, and then all the other teams were
1-2. I don't know. I think we'll be all right. We should. I wish we made a move for Ramsey. I was saying that from the jump. I don't know why we didn't, to be honest. But I don't think we could have gave them what they got from the Rams.
What's the deal with Ertz? Why don't they give Ertz the ball?
That's just a fantasy-minded question on Nick's part.
No. Yeah, it is, but
We just got to get it together. No, yeah, not going to get any easier.
Justin, what's the deal with Alshon?
He's been all right this year. Couple touchdowns. Not good in PPR, but our league, he's all right. But we got, I think, this week we got the Bills, then we play the Bears, then we have a bye, and then we play New England. So it's not getting any easier, so we got to get it together.
I think the Eagles can still win the division.
Only a game out.
I still don't believe in the Cowboys. They played well. The Eagles need to just figure out that defense.
What about the Redskins, who are only 3 games out?
Yes.
It's really not.
Redskins and Giants are done.
What about Haskins?
Throw him into the fire. Hold on. We're not getting him for 2 weeks.
Oh, he's hurt? I
didn't know. No. So, interim head coach Bill Callahan's dumbass said Case Keem's going to be the starter for at least 2 more weeks going into the bye week. So.
Do you like Haskins? I know you're high on
him. I want him to play. It's just that now I don't want him to because then he's going to have to learn a playbook that he'll probably have to dump at the end of this year anyway.
And
you'll so.
Want to. Nathan Peterman situation too where he goes in there and does terrible.
Yeah.
Never's the same after.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a stud though.
He is. I'm very excited.
He's no Danny Dimes.
Scary. Well, Danny Dimes kind of come back to earth a little bit here.
He had to play the Patriots defense with nobody and a...
Yeah, he didn't have Saquon or Ingram that game. Give him a break.
And he played the Cardinals defense, which is absolutely terrible. So, yeah, he has come down to earth a little bit.
I mean, you can't really say terrible. They just got Patrick Peterson back. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising Evan Ingram can get more involved, especially when Arizona's terrible against the tight end. And
Ingram had 1 catch for 6 yards.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Is that a fantasy?
Yeah, it is.
Fun fact for the viewers, too. I just beat Pat last week in fantasy.
Yeah,
by 1 point.
By one yard.
If Brady doesn't throw a pick, he wins. If Brady gets one more yard, we tie. It was
if Ingram had more than 6 yards,
it was tough. Saquon was hurt for me. It's
feels good. It's tough. Tough league this year. Anyone wide open. Matt's overrated.
All right.
It's still wide open for the like 3 and 4 seeds.
All right, let's jump. Let's jump in. We're gonna stick with Justin. He'll get the first crack at our predictions here. For the NFL this week.
All right.
Thursday night this week, the Redskins are on the road to Minnesota to play the Vikings.
Just straight up.
Straight up.
Minnesota all day.
Minnesota.
Wait, who was it again?
I think the line's like 16.
Yeah, something like that.
Who was it again? Who
in Minnesota? Vikings, Minnesota.
Vikings, Minnesota. They're the same team.
In Minnesota too.
Right? Redskins, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, okay. Minnesota in a blowout.
I agree. I'm taking the Vikings as well. Pat, we'll start with you on this one. Seahawks are on the road in Atlanta.
Seahawks on the road in Atlanta, Seahawks.
I am going to go with the Seahawks as well. Justin.
Seahawks all day. Russell Wilson, it's been near perfect this year.
Going Seahawks. Sanu, we miss you.
All right, Nick, start with you on this one. Chargers at the Bears. Little riff going on in Chicago. So.
Chargers get the road win. They finally break through with a win. Not high on the Bears. And that's it for me for that pick. That's all I have to say.
I probably say Chargers, too.
That's went to the wrong one.
Bears have not looked good. Chargers last week, that Melvin Gordon, that was unbelievable, those two plays. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Chargers get it done.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's going to score a couple times to help me out, so Keenan Allen and the Chargers can get it done.
Every week I try and trust the Chargers, and every week I try and trust them, they bite me in the ass. I'm going to go lone wolf on this one. Give me the Bears.
All right. Lone wolf.
Giants.
I don't like that.
Giants are on the road. Giants are on the road in Detroit. I'm going to go with Nick's second favorite team. I'm going to take Detroit.
Yeah, this is a conflicting week for you, man.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to go with my second favorite team,
the Detroit Lions. Got you thinking there, though.
Pat?
Marvin Jones Jr., big game.
Detroit is starting to slide. Give me the Giants.
Wow.
I would say Giants, but didn't Saquon just get hurt or limp off or something?
No, Saquon's still good.
Thought he was limping last game.
Saquon lost his leg, bro.
He's good.
Blown off.
He might be limping.
All right, we'll go Giants then. Saquon, big game.
Oh, not going lone wolf. Justin, we'll start with you again. We'll come back around. Bengals at the Rams.
Oh, Rams all day.
By the way, this game is in London.
I don't think the Bengals will win a game.
Well, I don't know London.
They play Miami Week 16, so they might.
I don't know. Fitzpatrick's still playing, but yeah.
They might tie.
Rams all day.
Nick?
Going Rams. But this game's going to be closer than people think.
Rams by like 25.
I, too, will go with the Rams.
I guess not everybody will think that. But
I, too, will go with the Rams. Pat? Jets at the Jaguars.
Oh, geez. Do we have to pick this game?
Yes, you do.
Minshew Magic. I'll go with the Jags.
Ooh, all right.
Big bounce back week for Darnold. I got the Jets.
Wow. Jacksonville all day. Minshew Magic.
Yeah, I'm gonna be with Justin and Pat on this one. Give me the Jags. Oh, God, this game. See, Pat thought this game, that game was bad. I don't like this game at all. Buccaneers at Titans. God.
Paul?
I'm going to go Titans.
Is my boy Tannehill still starting?
As far as I know.
Bring back the playoff quarterback in Tannehill. Give me the Titans.
All right.
Who's your team?
Buccaneers at Titans.
Sorry, I got a text from Kurt that Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl after my Eagles comment.
What?
Really?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'd probably go Bucks just because Titans look bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Zeke looks about as fat as me, by the way, so.
Oh, God.
I am also going Bucks in this game.
All right. Let's see here. The game that Justin brought up earlier, the Eagles are in Buffalo. Let's go to Justin to start this one.
Honestly, people aren't going to like this, but I think Buffalo is going to beat us. Our line's still shaky.
I don't think people are not going to like it.
My Eagles fans might not like
okay.
it.
Okay, fair enough.
They're still out there.
Barbe family, shout out. but, yeah, I think we're going to get bullied again.
Paul, who you like
great defense.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Justin. I'm going to go with the Bills. That Bills team is actually not that bad.
Yeah. Like, they had a quarterback.
I keep waiting for them to fall back to earth, and this really haven't exactly yet.
It hurts to say it so much.
He is.
It really hurts, but I've the Bills. It hurts. It hurts.
Yeah, I know.
Why, everybody?
I think
you guys need to get off the Bills bandwagon. And this is a huge, huge Doug Peterson game, huge Carson Wentz game. They're going into Buffalo, and they're going to beat those Bills.
Fun fact, I did bet against the Packers this year, or against the Eagles when they played the Packers, and we know how that went. So
hopefully
I give them some good luck.
It's true.
Eagles will win this game.
Cardinals at the Saints. I'm going to go with the Saints in this one.
Cardinals at the Saints?
Yep.
Got the Superdome. Saints.
Yeah, Saints. There's not much more to say.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I think there's talk that Breeze may come back, but I don't think he's going to, but I'm going to go Saints too.
All right.
Even without
Voodoo.
Them.
Broncos at the Colts. I think this one also might be a all-four lock.
I don't know about that, Paul.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say Colts as much as I don't want it to happen because I have a pending bet that everyone in this room knows about. But
a pending bet.
It's not looking good for that bet.
I'm taking an AFC South prediction here.
Oh, God.
The Texans, they win, they lose. The Titans, they win, they lose. The time you think the Colts are good, they win, they lose. And who's the other team? Jacksonville, they win, they lose. You can never tell who's good in this division. Colts are going to have another setback this week because that's what they do. I got Denver in this game.
The Broncos just traded away Emmanuel Sanders after a terrible week from Flacco. What makes you think it's getting better there?
I did not know Emmanuel got traded.
Yeah, he got traded today at like 3 in the afternoon. Also, I got the update because he's on my fantasy team.
Don't matter. Joe Flacco.
Flacco just had a terrible week. They got one of their best receivers. Colts are going to win this thing by like 30. Okay, Colts by 13.
All right, Nick. Howell, Nick. Howell. You're a lone wolf.
Oh, yeah. He ain't ever taken Joe Flacco.
You're right, I'm not. Joe Flacco was terrible. Eli Manning is better than Joe Flacco.
Who's their backup?
The Broncos?
Yeah.
Well,
who's that coach? Drew Locke.
No, Drew Locke isn't. Drew Locke isn't technically their backup because
that's why they're retired.
Drew Locke's on the IR. I don't know who their technical backup is.
John Elway.
I will look on that.
Probably.
I'll look on that as we predict the next game. First of the 4 o'clockers, Panthers at 49ers. I'm gonna take the 49ers.
49ers all day. They are for real. That defense is
waiting
no joke.
For this undefeated season. And I think
I'm working on something. I told you guys I was going to get answers here.
I think it finally ends. Christian McCaffrey is going to.
Who? Okay.
Christian McCaffrey
is going to figure out that defense.
Not to exactly interrupt here for Pat, but who the hell is Brandon Allen?
Why?
He's the second-string quarterback in Denver.
Well, John Elway sure knows how to pick him.
You got to be the only person 49ers. Who knew today.
Brandon Allen is an Arkansas product.
I really don't care.
I have no.
I just want to know the name.
This guy looks like a created guy you create in Madden.
What's his overall?
I give him a solid 57.
Panthers. Jeez. Who?
49ers. Give me the 49ers.
Why?
Because of their defense.
Jimmy G has not looked good. He's the bottom. I looked it up today, like bottom 24 in yards,
that's why
touchdowns.
That's why they went out and got Emmanuel.
Did you guys know Kyle Allen is undefeated?
Did you know that Jimmy Garoppolo is undefeated?
He's not anymore. But he is top 6 in QBR, so he does what he's got to do to get the job done.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Niners, baby.
All right.
Paul, you got a pick.
I thought I said 49ers.
Yeah, I thought 49ers. You started up.
Raiders at the Texans.
Oh. I can see you watching.
Some big we got there. There's a big injury in this game with Will Fuller.
Oh, that's huge.
Also, apparently DeAndre's a bit banged up. I'm not too sure the severity.
I'd probably go Texans.
Probably or will you?
Yeah, I'll go Texans.
All right, there we go.
AFC South. Texans lost last week. They're winning this week.
Solid logic.
Solid equation.
And the Raiders are garbage. John Gruden, good coach, though.
Defense garbage. That offense is solid.
Yeah. Yeah, Texans. Yeah.
I'm going with Texans as well. The last of the 4 o'clockers. The Browns in Foxborough to take on the Patriots. I will take the Patriots.
Pats by 1,000. Browns are the most overrated team ever.
The real question about this game, is the Browns going to show up? I got the Patriots.
If the Browns show up, Patriots by 20.
So what happens if the Browns don't show up?
If they don't show up, Patriots by 40.
Like the bus just doesn't bring them there?
A plane crash, like tragically? Like what happens?
Yeah, Patriots in a landslide. Next question.
When do the Patriots play a good team?
Sunday night football. Packers at the Chiefs.
Ooh. Go Pack, go, baby.
Whoa, Justin already jumped in.
I'm riding out Matt Moore. Give me the Chiefs.
All right.
I'm riding them out.
He's going to be the only one riding him out. I'm going Packers. That Chiefs
defense.
How can you
go against A. Rodgers after last week? 6 total TDs.
Guess what?
The bad man.
Guess what? He's not the only one riding out. Give me the Chiefs.
Well, if you're new to the show, he picks against the Packers every week.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, that is very
he doesn't,
true.
He doesn't.
That's a fair point.
It's in Kansas City, right?
Yep. Yeah.
This guy
still
said,
take the pack.
This guy says there's no talent on that Packers offense.
I don't fully believe in the Packers offense just yet. I don't. I'm sorry. They don't know what they're doing with their running backs. They don't have a number one receiver. They're going to come back to earth.
How long is he out for still?
Who?
Adams.
No, it doesn't matter. He's not a wideout one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you think that.
Yeah, I forgot a guy
that has eight catches for 160 yards in the first quarter isn't a wide receiver.
How perfectly this Monday Night Football game times up with Pat's rant from earlier. Because Monday Night Football... You good?
No.
Monday Night Football this week. Miami is on the road in Pittsburgh.
This might be the week Miami gets away.
I was about to say, I think this game's going to be closer than people exactly think. That means I'm still going to go Pittsburgh.
It may be one of the worst Monday Night Football games ever put on.
You want to know what's funny?
It's like a Thursday night game.
You want to know what's funny? You bring it up. They might have played in the actual worst Monday Night Football game ever.
It was like... It was either just before or just after a hurricane had hit Miami. It was still downpouring. They couldn't kick a field goal from anywhere more than 25 yards. The winning field goal was a 19-yard field goal that Pittsburgh's kicker still almost missed.
Wasn't it like 3-0 the final?
Yeah, the final score was 3-0.
Somebody punted. I forget which punter was it. Somebody punted the ball, and it literally like landed and just, I mean, stuck perfectly in the ground.
That being said, I'm going to go for the most wins on the week, and I might be the only guy to say this, but I'm going to take Miami. I'm going to hope my boys bring one
home. I don't think it's that bad of a pick.
And if they win, they still got to play Cincy and hoping still get the number one
who'd
pick.
Who'd you guys pick?
Them, so I'll take Miami.
I didn't pick anybody, actually.
Paul, who'd you pick?
I'll go Steelers.
I took the Steelers.
I'm on Miami.
Forgot to update you guys. By the way, me and Paul are tied.
Again.
50-40. 50 wins, 40 losses on the season.
Solid.
And I am going to take, Pat mentioned this previous wild card game. It's going to be the same result. I got the Steelers.
All right. So that takes care of the NFL. We are going to move.
But Matt Moore might win.
We're going to do this quickly because, admittedly, we are running a bit short. Not short on time. We still got
pretty much a half hour.
But we are getting crammed up a little bit. So luckily for Justin, he's not going to really participate in this discussion. But
it's baseball.
It is baseball. It is our World Series preview.
Matt's around 5-2 right now.
Stacked rotation going into the day was certainly the main headline for the unlikely matchup of Nationals and Astros. Pat has a score update for us.
Nationals are 5-2. Screw you, Houston.
I told you.
Matt's
the Nationals.
Five. Nation
5. Shout out Jaren Johnson, Hayton.
I put
on the Nationals.
I did put 20 down on the money line for the Nationals to win the World Series. So
you did.
I remember that home. That's going to be a solid double up of money. You know, if they come back. If not, it's just $20.
What, 40-1 before it started.
They were plus. I got them at plus 195. So it's a solid double up.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Juan Soto hit a towering home run today that cleared the railroad tracks, so that's pretty cool. Do you guys have any? Obviously, pitching is probably the main headline in this. So, X factor wise, for us that really pay attention to baseball, I guess, in here, what what is your main X factor? Like, if you had to pinpoint one thing to kind of like say, hey, the series will meet a turning point in this guy or this player or this set of, you know, players, i.e. like a bullpen or something like that. Like, what will be that X factor?
The X factor? Well, I just want to, before I get to my X factor, I just want to say this Nationals run kind of reminds me of the Royals in 2014. Not the one that won the World Series, the one who had a crazy...
Preluded it.
Crazy wild card game like the Nationals had, and they won that. Royals swept through the American League playoffs. Nationals didn't do that, but they swept the NLCS. The X factor to this series, I don't even think it's more the Nationals. For the Nationals X factor, I think, is not even a player on the Nationals. It's if Gerrit Cole doesn't show up in this World Series, in which he has not tonight, it looks like.
That'd be correct.
I've not seen the stat, the box score, but looks like Gerrit Cole has not shown up. I think that is the key. If they can somehow beat him in the two game, maybe three games that he might pitch, that's key. Nationals got to keep this offense going. And we'll see. I think Houston's still going to win the series, but good start for him on the road.
I got Nationals in five. I cannot stand Houston. I might hate them more than I hate the Red Sox at this point. I cannot stand Houston. I want them to fall so bad.
Why? Justin has, Justin
because they beat the Yankees. Why would I like a team that beats my favorite team? I want to see Houston have the biggest fall from grace in the history of sports.
I agree.
So that good being Lord. Said.
Well, I agree with that for a different reason. But
that being said,
does this have anything to do with you picking the Houston Astros in fifth place?
I did MLB do that, but no, it has nothing to do with that.
Fifth place.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish I had the video.
You can find it on the YouTube channel.
The X factor I'm looking at, even though the big moments have seemed to find Howie Kendrick is going to be Trey Turner, it's going to start and end with him obviously being the leadoff hitter. I don't think it's even a question. He's the fastest player on the field, in my opinion. One of the best hitters probably going to be in this World Series. He started tonight's game with a single. Very next pitch, he stole second. That's gonna be.
He got a taco key. For us, though.
Okay. I love tacos too, but like,
no,
that's not the thing I'm trying to highlight here.
My bad.
He's gonna be the X factor if he can get on. It just that little added thing in the back of Verlander's head, Cole's head. Greinke is garbage in the playoffs. For every single person that said that Greinke trade was good for the Astros playoff run, could not have been more wrong. It was great for the regular season push, not great for the playoffs, and he's shown that in his four starts.
Now, Paul, we saw a surprising hero in the NLCS in Howie Kendrick. I think we're going to get a surprising hero in the World Series this year. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe Yuli Gurriel, but I'm going to go with Josh Reddick will be the surprise piece. Alvarez? Not bad.
Which I thought you were
going. Nope.
Because my other thing
Josh
Houston.
Reddick will be the surprise piece to the Houston Astros winning the World Series.
Because my other thing with Houston is Carlos Correa. The big moment for Houston has seemed to find him, too. Just look back, 2017, Game 2, hit that walk-off against the Yankees. Game 1 this year, hit the walk-off against the Yankees in the ALCS. The big moment seems to find him as well. He's never shied away from it. If it finds him again, I wouldn't be surprised if he capitalizes. But he needs to really get it going. Actually, all of Houston's hitters, minus like Altuve, do. Because I don't know if you've seen their team batting average, but the only reason that's north of 100 right now is Altuve. Springer's hitting like 105. Correa's hitting like 160. So Correa's a bit of the reason why it's staying up there. But Altuve's the only one that's hitting over, I want to say, even 250 in that lineup right now. So they need to thank Jose Altuve for carrying the team on his back. So
you think the lineup. Quick thing I want to bring up is the fact that and I think it's going to be a big part, and you're kind of in my mind. You see it right away in this game. Arm fatigue for the Astros' big three starting pitchers. None of them are on true full rest anymore. I think at some point it's going to catch up. I really do. I think it might actually happen.
So you guys think the World Series is over by the next podcast?
I do.
Game five's on Sunday, so I mean game six would be.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
So you think it's over in five?
I think it's over in six.
So the night up.
I'm going Nationals in six.
I agree.
Did you have any more points?
No, that's pretty much it. You guys kind of covered, I think, a really good job of what I wanted out of it. And I think if you're looking for a maybe not an unsung hero, but I think a just, I think NL MV, I think the MVP for the series, Ryan Zimmerman is my pick. So
did have a solo home run tonight.
Yep. Now I'm just thinking, is there no Masked Singer tomorrow night?
There isn't.
There is not. No.
Very upsetting.
Screw this World Series.
Well, either way, it didn't matter who was in it.
But we'll be back if it doesn't go seven.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, right. I think even if it goes seven, it's back next week.
Yeah.
Anyway, to my favorite sport.
Yeah, so the NBA tips off tonight, but the season itself is tipping off, and I posed the question, kind of brought up at the beginning of the podcast, because I think this is the first true year that we've had in a while. Is the league wide open? I can't tell what that was really meant to be off the bat. So Justin, we'll go to you first.
Wide open, the best it's ever been because LeBron's not in the East with nobody anymore. He's actually got a place of competition.
Or NBA. But
saying that, I still think he's got to be the favorite, or Clippers got to be the favorite.
Ooh.
Unless you know Giannis out of the East, that's not going to be easy this year. But I wouldn't sleep on the Warriors, even with Klay being hurt. D'Angelo and him, people forget how good Steph Curry is. He could just take over a game, and it's 15-0 run like nothing.
Well, Justin is our NBA expert that we brought in today, and the NBA is back this year. And it's not going to be the team you expect, because I will not be rooting for the LA Lakers this year, if you're thinking that. My New York Knicks, big year. Big surprise year. We're going to surprise some people. People think we're 28th best team in the NBA. We're going to be a playoff team this year. That's my intro for the talk. Pat, what do you think? Is it back?
You want to go to Pat?
No, he's going to go to Pat.
It's back. The Knicks are not even close to sniffing the best team Nets in New fan. York City anymore. The Brooklyn Nets. We're relevant again. Wait till KD's healthy.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news on that team. I feel like Brooklyn's been the best team in New York. When they moved to Brooklyn, 2012.
Okay, pump the brakes, because that was coming off of a 12-win season.
No, I mean, he's not wrong. I'm talking about 20.
Wait, who, me or him?
No, I'm talking about since they moved to Brooklyn. They've probably been the best team in New York, like, 6 out of the 9 years, or 7 years.
Ever since they went to the playoffs, I think they've been the best.
Ha.
Paul, I see you got your Miami Heat hat on.
Pat was still going.
Yeah, no, it's wide open. I'm actually excited to watch this year because it's not going to be, you know, the Warriors versus LeBron. LeBron versus this guy. LeBron versus that guy. The Warriors versus this team. It's anyone. It's literally anyone.
And I think the opening game is going to foreshadow the season because they're going to overtime right now.
Ooh.
And Fred VanVleet has 31 points.
Excuse me?
Has missed 4 or 5 shots off the bench. Or starting, actually, this year.
Yeah.
So. That's going to be the first waiver move, I think, in our fantasy league is that man right there.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Kyle for dropping him in the middle of the game. But
in the middle of it?
Yeah, he dropped him right at the start of the game for tomorrow.
Wow.
I think that's a little risky. You never know what kind of game he could have.
He's got 40 points tonight in fantasy.
Well, anyway, you don't care about our fantasy basketball league. Paul, your boy Jorge Sedano.
George Sedano.
Yep, whatever. He picked the Heat to be the 3 seed this year, I saw today.
Yeah, I think that's a bit
of a stretch.
Yeah, if things break right, I think they could theoretically get the 4 seed. Things got to really break.
Tyler Hero just becomes a stud overnight.
Jimmy Butler is still a top, at very least you say he's a top 15 talent in the league.
Who's your starting center now with the loss of Hassan
Whiteside? Bam Adebayo. I'm really excited about that. He's more versatile. You don't get the true size advantage anymore, but you're able to open up the court a little bit now. He doesn't have a really steady jump shot, but if you need him to step out from, say, 9 feet to get, you know, like a jumper or something like that, he can do it. I think the Heat, probably somewhere in that 6-7 seed range, I'd say they're in the playoffs. Things break right. Like I said, they could get 4. I'd say 5 is obviously the more possibility out of that. I think the Southeast, I feel like it's beating a dead horse. One of these years, the Wizards got to figure it out, right? That team's almost too good to just be that bad.
Every year.
John Wall's off the whole year. At the same token, I think, you know, the casual fan doesn't realize how good Orlando actually is either. So,
how good are the Nets?
That being said, I'd say the Warriors are probably going to win the Southeast out of that realm, at least on paper. I'd
the Warriors?
Say. The Wizards.
Oh,
they said the Warriors. Yeah.
My bad.
I'm
my
pretty
bad.
Sure you said the Warriors.
My bad. The Nets?
I don't think John Wall's playing this year, is he? Is he out the whole year?
I don't know.
I thought someone told me that the other day.
He was at the bottom of fantasy.
Because, I mean, I know they re-signed Bradley, but geez.
If Wall's out the whole year, I think Orlando's probably winning that division.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the Eastern Conference is between two teams. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Celtics they don't believe in them. Kemba is a star. What's Kemba? Kemba can't even lead the Bobcats to the playoffs. And they're not even called the Bobcats anymore.
They won a couple years. What about Carson Edwards, though? He's looked good. As much as I thought he wasn't going to be a good pro, he's
and
looked good.
Cantor. As
Cantor, who was the leader on that, who was a force for the friggin' Blazers in the playoff run last year.
Wow.
He wasn't the reason they made the playoffs.
He wasn't the reason they made a run. If Damian Lillard doesn't get that step back 37 foot,
nice
we might be talking a different
He was team. A nice fill-in for Nurkic, I'll say that. But the Celtics are a non-believer. The Nets this year, non-believer.
What about Detroit?
I was about to say, Detroit and Indiana are two teams.
I'm not really getting any airtime.
I like Indiana. Is Oladipo playing the entire season?
In my opinion, there's two teams of these. There's the Sixers and there's the Bucks.
Somebody took Oladipo in the draft the other night.
I would have too.
My cousin Kyle did.
So I'm just throwing this out there. Also, a little biased take being a Nets fan. If KD comes back at all this year, Brooklyn's coming out of the East. If he comes back in any way, shape, or form, Brooklyn comes out of the East.
So like, just hangs out on the bench. He's coming back.
Okay,
he's eating an ice cream cone.
If he plays in any games, Brooklyn's coming out of the East. You saw what he did just inserting himself.
Healthy.
You saw what he did just inserting himself at 75% for the Warriors. They were up by 13.
A Warriors team he has chemistry with from years past.
I don't care. He steps onto that floor with the Nets. Think, they are coming out of the East.
I think that man's game could go to anybody's team and fit right in.
If he steps
the smoothest scorer ever.
If he steps on court with the Nets, they're coming out of the East. That being said,
he's not.
That being said, the East is going to be, even though the East is still open a little bit, it's going to be a dumpster fire for the East this year. It's not going to look pretty.
The thing, though, is how will him and Kyrie play together? That's the biggest
thing.
That's
what's to come down to. They really,
LeBron
they really
was a passer. KD is not. You know, he can, but he just, you know, he wants the shots too. So Kyrie is going to have to take a step back, which he showed he could do for like 2 weeks in Boston last year. So.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, he did it with LeBron in Cleveland, though, so we're going to see. If he's willing to do it for KD, we'll see. They got a good young core. They just got LeVert back. They extended him. They extended Torian Prince. Jarrett Allen is getting his name up there with one of the best defensive centers in all of basketball.
Now, this is a question.
Cares LeVert's love.
This is a question I want. Who is Rookie of the Year? I think it's a pretty good question.
Right now, another biased take, Kobe White. Because Zion's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. That's going to hurt him.
I'm going to say John Morant, just because I like he's going to have to do a lot for that team. Zion, definitely not, just with the injury.
Mm-hmm. That's going to hurt.
Sleeper, R.J. Barrett of the New York Knicks.
Here, get camera back on me. He is not a sleeper. He's the front runner.
Whoa.
He's a no-brainer Rookie of the Year. If he plays well and the Knicks play well in MSG, he's a front runner because he's going to play. Did you see that?
You guys are sleeping.
My brother told me.
I was going
to
say.
My brother told me some of the top guys in minutes in the preseason was the Knicks had like four of them. R.J. Barrett was playing 30 minutes a game. He's going to be playing 30 minutes a game in the regular season. He's going to play.
Okay,
he's going to shoot. He's
okay, gonna take it easy with the minutes played. That doesn't mean anything.
It's going to be tough when he starts playing good competition. We'll see. But
yeah, 30 minutes a game against El Rukamino is different than 30 minutes a game against LeBron.
He's a big boy, but I feel like he tries to bully still a lot. Him and Zion both kind of do that. RJ's obviously a little more skilled, but I saw a lot of bully ball out of RJ already.
All right, Paul, who's your rookie of the year?
I know who's going
to
say.
Of course, you guys had to do it. You always sleep. It's Tyler Hero.
I'm agreeing with Tyler Hero. Oh. He's played probably as the best.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, so far, yeah.
Thank you.
Rookie Let him play a game.
This guy.
Hold on. I'm going to throw this back at you then. Mr. RJ Barrett playing 30 minutes training.
Yeah.
Let's hear that argument now. 30 minutes
and also nothing. Julius is going to be the usage of that offense, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know who's going to be the star player of the team, though?
Marcus Morris.
You need to stop that. For that.
No doubt. You've seen some of the preseason.
Headbutting people.
Okay, fighting his own teammates.
I thought that was pretty funny when he was bouncing the ball off his head. I thought that was
good. It was one bounce, Pat. It wasn't bouncing the ball off the guy's head.
I thought he did it twice.
Wake up.
I thought it was one, and then he didn't back up, so he did it again.
Marcus Morris is the best player on the Knicks this year. Julius Randle's two. Mitchell Robinson's three.
It's not good.
You cannot say they're going to be the 8th seed and then make that statement the same night. It just doesn't happen.
You didn't say 8th seed. I was going to get to that. I was going to say 4 seed.
No.
I'm leaving.
Maybe negative player, 4 seed.
Your best player might not even start for the team across.
I honestly, I'm gonna say like this.
You hate now, Marcus Moore stud.
What?
Define the word stud.
You hate now. He's been shooting. The
10 seed at best.
Lottery again. Have fun.
They should be trying to stink. They've been doing it bad the last 6 years. They
tank
need to
one
just
more
tank.
Year for Wiseman or Cole.
It's like they don't know when they want to tank or play good.
Enough about the Knicks. Let's talk about the West. Who's the favorite?
Just pick a name out of a hat. You can
who are
the that's going to be very.
Who's exciting. In the teams that you think is?
I think
the best chance to win the West.
You cannot count out the Portland Trailblazers with getting Hassan Whiteside and what they did last year. I don't think they're a favorite, but they're a sleeper in my opinion. Obviously, the easy things to say Clippers and Lakers, but
the Warriors still because you never know what they're going to do and if Clay were to come back at all.
You know who's going to win MVP?
Mine for me, it's two different. Options two different ways. I'm going Clippers. I think that's what's going to happen. But I'm saying this as a big but. Denver's going to make some more noises here. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
My notes.
He's finally locked the team down.
You know who's winning MVP this year? For the third time? Steph Curry. He's going to be the star player of that Warriors team. You know how many times he's going to shoot the ball this year?
All of them.
And the two biggest threats in the West this year is the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. It's not like Bucks Sixers, though. There's other teams in the hunt. Sure, they got the L.A. teams. Sure, you got Portland and Denver and Utah. But do we really believe in them? No. San Antonio.
I'm not high on Houston.
Because it's a fresh league. Greg Popovich is going to coach his team. Not saying they're going to the finals. But I will pick... If I had to pick one, bet on one team, Houston Rockets.
I'm not high.
Finally get it done this year.
No, I don't agree with you.
I didn't think so. So who do you like in the West? You like the Lakers? Clippers? Nuggets?
I don't know.
Please tell me you don't like the Jazz.
Oh, no. Definitely.
I like the Jazz as a team. Donovan Mitchell's go to the finals.
Hey, kind of regressed since his stardom his first year, I think.
Phoenix Suns all the way. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. The only reason I don't like Houston is because I know everyone's saying, okay, Harden and Westbrook played before, but that was before they were both ball-dominant players. They both need the ball. It's going to take away from literally both of them in the end.
Yeah, and Harden just wasn't as good.
I don't see it going anywhere. They're going to do what they've done the past two or three postseasons, just sputter out.
What about the Luka KP team?
I was going to say, Dallas is my sleeper to make a run in the playoffs. Luka is the real deal.
What's a run? The second run.
I think if it sets up right for them and the matchup sets up right, they could possibly be like a 5-6 seed, make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Can we say how exciting it's going to be for once they actually watch the playoffs and not be like it's going to be Cleveland Golden State every year?
It's a toss up.
Yes,
in both and every.
I just cannot wait for LeBron fans to make excuses when he starts losing with this team he's got. Cannot
and
wait.
It starts tonight.
They're
going to lose without George.
No Paul George, and they're still going to lose.
But Paul, I know you're a big Denver guy. Out of all those teams, like Denver, Portland, Utah. I do like Denver the best.
Thank you.
I think Jokic is still a very underrated player. Don't think people realize how good he is. But you know who the most underrated player in the league is?
Here we go.
Nikola Vukovic of the Magic. No. Please give that man some love. He's a really good offensive and defensive player.
All right, so before we get out of here, final prediction. I want finals matchup. I want who's going to win. You don't have to give me games. Who will win? I want MVP, series MVP, or league MVP, and sixth man of the year, too.
There's a lot to remember.
Wow. It's three, four things.
You go first.
You want me to go first? Yeah. All right, so what are we starting on?
Oh, we're going to start with the
finals matchup?
Yeah, finals matchup. Who will win?
Finals matchup. Yeah. The way that Sean Marks and that training staff has been talking, KD's coming back, so I'm going to roll with my Nets. I'm going to go biased here. I'm going to go with my Nets. They're going to go up against the Golden State Warriors. Warriors win it in six. D'Angelo Russell, finals MVP. They clinch it in. They clinch it in Brooklyn. And D'Angelo gets his revenge for being traded away after building that team.
Cut the fairy tale.
Oh, wait. Sorry. What else are we doing? Giannis in a landslide.
Sixth man of the year.
Sixth man, Lou Will in a landslide.
Okay.
And then I already said rookie of the year was Kobe White in a landslide.
All right, who wants next?
I'll go. I'm going to say it's going to be the Clippers in the finals, if healthy. Mm-hmm. I do not think Anthony Davis can make it to June. We'll see. But I think that'll be the conference finals, probably. Just LeBron could probably do it himself. MVP? Probably going to go Giannis. I hate to say it. Harden would be a close second, but Giannis would probably get it done just because he's going to keep getting better. What was the other one?
Sixth man.
I don't know. Probably. That's a tough one, to be honest.
I can't think of Ben's.
Lou Williams, again, just because their team's going to be so good.
Six. You want me to go next?
I'll go.
Oh, okay.
I'll go.
So the finals this year is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors win in five.
Steph Curry is your league MVP. The sixth man that we all would love to see is Carmelo Anthony coming back, God finally bless. Accepting that role as a bench player and having an awesome season as a bench player. That's the sixth man we want.
I could wish.
Talking the sixth man we're going to get, he's not going to be on the Heat, Paul. It's going to be Deion Waiters accepting a bench spot with another team. He wins sixth man.
That's fine by me.
I will say I didn't say my East team. It's going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. Clippers and six.
I'm going to go with Bucks Clippers finals. I'm going to go with their first championship since 1971. I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks. League MVP this year, I'm going to go with Nikola Jokic.
Wow.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
That's not a bad pick.
That's bold.
And you want to? I think sixth man of the year is also going to come out of Denver. I think Will Barton gets sixth man of the year this year as well.
No LeBron. That's been the consensus on ESPN's been LeBron for the
NBA. Yeah. As much as I love LeBron, they can get off the, you know.
Yeah.
Nationals are so
fun. Trust me.
Oh, all right. Awesome. Thank you, Pat, for the score update.
Goodbye, Houston.
That takes us to the end of the podcast for tonight, then. As always, we thank you all for tuning in. We thank our guest co-host. We'll go to Pat first, since he's always on with us mostly. Thank you for coming on. Usually have a fun fact of some sort. You got anything?
Oh God, I didn't come prepared.
That's fine.
Give me like 6 seconds. I can probably think of one.
All right, we're gonna do awkward camera time then. Just leave it on you.
Fun fact. Now in 2K, you can unlock shoes to buy through Nike. There you go. Okay. There's your fun fact. That news was released today. Swing it.
All right, Justin, thank you for coming on, making your first appearance. We have to get you back on.
I will make an appearance probably another 7 months before I do it. but I will say, we are playing basketball at the Rec Tuesday, Thursday. So you want to play for Seneca Falls?
Seneca Falls resident
or get a hold of me on Facebook. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Please be from Seneca Falls, though.
You have to be. We aren't dealing with it.
At the door.
Just make it easy.
Yeah.
Get Nick. The word.
Nick, who you got? Who's shouting out?
I'm going to shout out Justin's partner in crime these days, Kurt Ireland.
Yeah.
Might be watching.
My neighbor.
He's a big year for him in fantasy basketball. I think he can make a playoff team, maybe a 6-7 seed. You know, ooh.
Randy Bobandy is his team's name.
I was wondering who that was.
Shout out,
draft
Kerr.
Room.
Justin will tell you about the shout out. Shout out, Kerr.
He was watching the first half. Probably turned off, but we appreciate the love.
Yeah.
Shout out, Jim Spina.
Yeah. Shout out, Jim. As always, thanks again.
It's 5-3 now.
If you haven't, if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, go tune into the World Series. Sounds like it's getting interesting. We'll catch you next week here on the Fresh Takes Podcast with Russo and Felice.